USA Radio News.
President Trump took to Twitter today to say that he has a right to pardon himself, but suggested that he won't use that power, adding that the special counsel is, quote, unconstitutional. Today on NBC's Today Show, former President Bill Clinton was asked about the Monica Lewinsky scandal in light of the Me Too movement. Now, the president was also asked if he had apologized to Ms. Lewinsky.
You've apologized to her.
I apologize to everybody in the world.
But you didn't apologize to her.
I have not talked to her.
Do you feel like you owe her an apology?
No, but I did say publicly on more than one occasion that I was sorry. That's very different. The apology was public.
And you don't think a private apology is owed?
I don't think President Kennedy should have resigned. Do you believe President Johnson should have resigned? Someone should ask you these questions because of the way you formulate the questions.
Today, the Supreme Court ruled that a Christian baker's religious liberty was violated when Colorado's Civil Rights Commission penalized him for refusing to bake a wedding cake for a same-sex couple. This is USA.
USA Radio News.
President Trump took to Twitter today to say that he has a right to pardon himself, but suggested that he won't use that power, adding that the special counsel is, quote, unconstitutional. Today on NBC's Today Show, former President Bill Clinton was asked about the Monica Lewinsky scandal in light of the Me Too movement. Now, the president was also asked if he had apologized to Ms. Lewinsky.
You've apologized to her.
I apologize to everybody in the world.
But you didn't apologize to her.
I have not talked to her.
Do you feel like you owe her an apology?
No. But I did say publicly on more than one occasion that I was sorry. That's very different. The apology was public.
And you don't think a private apology is owed?
I don't think President Kennedy should have resigned. Do you believe President Johnson should have resigned? Someone should ask you these questions because of the way you formulate the questions.
Today, the Supreme Court ruled that a Christian baker's religious liberty was violated when Colorado's Civil Rights Commission penalized him for refusing to bake a wedding cake for a same-sex couple. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
U.S. allies are criticizing the Trump administration over its latest round of tariffs ahead of the G7 summit. Farmers are among the hardest being hit so far. Ron Heck is a soybean farmer in Iowa. He says things are going well right now, but the Chinese could change their buying habits.
But if they would shift their purchases in their, during their normal purchasing time from the U.S., which is starting in September, that could be a problem for us, and that's when we might feel the price impact.
Heck was also asked if he's changing anything regarding his farming.
No, I'm not really making any changes, but I'm being more watchful of what's going on in the
right.
in the marketing. But no changes are called for yet. Actually, nothing has happened so far. And
right.
there is a chance that as a result of these negotiations, it will actually be helpful for U.S. and Chinese soybean trade. So
yeah.
it's hard to know which way to jump right now.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business, and currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up over 150 points today. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Today, the Supreme Court ruled that a Christian baker's religious liberty was violated when Colorado's Civil Rights Commission penalized him for refusing to bake a wedding cake for a same-sex couple. Steve Mulroy is a University of Memphis law professor. He was asked about this case and what it means long-term.
This could have been a very broad holding indeed. It could have said that people with sincere religious objections to anti-gay discrimination laws always were exempt or never were exempt. Or they could have said that people who were engaged in expressive activity